comment. All right, and podcast audio up and or running. Things clear. Check your decibels.
Checking the decibels. I think the decibels are good.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
All sorts of things.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright, Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist, Phoenix Kaleeder, the uppity negress. Follow Phoenix Kaleeder on the Twitter, uppity negress, two P's, two T's, two S's. That's how the F you spell it, uppity negress on Twitter. Or if you type in Phoenix Kaleeder in the search, it'll fucking take you there. You don't have to do all that goddamn at shit. Alright, so it's just a big old hassle that you need not be hassled by. Alright, there we are live over there. There's J-May posted up in the joint. I'm just sharing stuff around. Are you anywhere near the headlines? No, you're not. You're tweeting.
I was laughing at the vegan mentions.
Tweeting on the Twitter.
Yeah. What's wrong with making fun of silly vegans?
You weren't even laughing. That's the thing. Internet has ruined the word laugh. You were not laughing.
I was silently laughing. I was not LOLing, literally LOLing or ROTFLing and LMAOing and things. It was a silent laugh. It didn't actually even need its own acronym. All right. So what, we have a Raleigh cop arrested for being a good cop, basically. This reminded me, because we saw a video the other day, we did together, of road rage incidents. I have a road rage story that looked like something we might have seen. A man, 88 years old, shoots pregnant sex worker, because that's how things go.
Yep.
A Florida deputy is arrested for being a good cop. A Florida woman is arrested for attacking her husband. You won't believe why.
It'll never happen to me. I inadvertently made it easy.
Yes, yes. And you still forgot.
Huh.
And you still forgot.
That's because I'm an alcoholic that works a lot and I don't pay attention to the calendar. Which fits with the stereotype of things.
It does. City school board member and former pastor was arrested in Memphis, Tennessee. A pastor got a prison charge after trying to perform an exorcism. That's a fun one.
Ah.
What?
And it's all in extended notes on the website, on winecellarmedia.com for this episode.
Yes.
That's all in extended show notes. You can click links, go to the fucking articles. Mm-hmm. I have this. For ones that had audio, I separated that audio so you can actually play the audio clips from those news stories. It's all there. And we can do that because folks, like, pay us to be able to put it. Like, we wouldn't have that that website if folks weren't hitting up the Patreon and the PayPal. We wouldn't have unlimited storage space to upload that audio and video clips when we can get them if folks weren't hitting up the Patreon and PayPal. So I was able to do that because folks support the program monetarily.
Thank you.
As we call it. It's checking things out.
Yeah, we're actually bad leftists because we ask for money, by the way. Somebody told me that on Twitter the other day. Yeah, if you're a real leftist, you're not allowed to ask for money. Oh, what happened to my decibels? What the hell? Yeah, somebody told me that on Twitter, that you're actually not a real leftist if you ask, if you have like a Patreon and ask people to donate to your work.
Okay. After a while, see, I don't respond to shit anymore. I don't, like, when I see, I just, like, especially, like, block text, whew, I'm like, oh, no, and I wonder if it has to do with my glaucoma. Block text, I don't even fucking look at that shit.
Block,
I mean, at
text
least.
Text is hard to read.
Man, if you paragraph it up a little bit, I give it a glancy poo, but I don't be responding to shit. I'm not one of these fucking debaters, man. Mike Kine. He's a hotep. I mean, we got a white hotep up in the joint. It said only conservatives should have monetary power. Don't you know?
Right.
And I could have swore I saw Tally Loco said, welcome back, Phoenix Phoenician.
Thank you. I'm a Phoenician? No. All right, fine. I'll be Phoenician.
That's what she calls you behind your bizac.
That's not the worst I've ever been called.
Yeah, like, part of it, like, I don't respond to a lot of shit because, like, I chose to fucking run my mouth in the public square. Critique's gonna come out from all over the place.
Well, I think that's the thing, too, is these aren't real critiques. Nobody has a legitimate reason why you shouldn't be compensated in some way for labor that you perform.
And when the shit, okay, like, is labor.
Right. And I mean, maybe if we were making, you know, like $500,000 a year, you might have a critique that maybe we sold out a little bit, but we aren't making it like that. So no, I mean, it's just something for people to like nag about, which is one of those like gotcha, like, oh, if you don't support capitalism, why aren't you starving to death and homeless and participating in capitalism? If you were really anti-capitalism, you wouldn't participate. You would just die. Like, what the fuck?
That's the big beef with capitalism, is that it's forced upon us. Like, that's something when I just first started really riffing about capitalism real hard on the program, which I think was right around the time Phoenix Kaleeder came on. And I was just like, man, that was when I started my go back to Europe thing, because it was part of that where it was just like, we don't deserve it then. Leave. Go back to Europe and have your capitalism by yourself, and you'll all be rich gazillionaires, and right, we'll just have to figure out how to make it without you. I don't know how we gonna do it.
Yeah, I think we all know why they won't leave based on that argument. And they know.
And I want to remember to get a video clip up on White on White Crime, where there's ketchup and mustard cake. I find it to be very rude. Very white on white crime-ish.
That sounds disgusting. That might actually be worse than the ketchup fruit roll-up thingy.
Ketchup fruit roll-up?
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a fruit roll-up. You can roll it up like a fruit roll-up, but it's apparently ketchup, and it's designed for, like, hot dogs and burgers and shit, so you can, like, put it on your burger instead of squirting ketchup so it's less messy. I don't fucking know. It looks like something between a slice of American cheese and a fruit roll-up, and it's red, and it's supposed to be ketchup, and I don't know. Someone went too far. That's all I know.
ketchup fruit roll up. Those words, when you said those words, and I'm stuck on that. Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Fuck it.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
All right, let's get down to the funky stuff. And the funky stuff is funky. Remember, 347-857-3937 if you have a brief comment about any of these news stories that Phoenix Collier just highlighted and that we're going to funk around with. All right, so Fox Business.
Oh, man.
What? You don't like Fox Business?
Y'all, I just be having these, like, emotional responses because I see the headline before we actually read it, and I'm just like, ah.
It's a very good audio clip.
Fine. Or let's just do this.
For the Facebook Live folks, it's a good vidget clip. All right, so let's take a look. I think Lou Dobbs is on this motherfucker. Yeah. And, yeah, it's Lou Dobbs tonight. All right, and they're going to riff about these, you know, the little White Lives Matter marchers out of Parkland. Mm-hmm. Good White Lives Matter marchers. Mm-hmm. I was listening to some audio from Democracy Now, and one of them was like, she just said straight up, we know the reason why we're being hurt is because we're affluent.
Yeah.
And then a black girl from Chicago riffed about what it's like to face that shit on the daily day to day to day to day to day to day.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I still have a lot of suspicions about these kids. I don't trust them.
Oh yeah, like well they want mental health providers to collaborate with cops.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. So yeah. I know what'll happen. Do you know what'll happen?
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Because you know, as Gina was alluding to, that's going to be the play. Because there's no question that the left means to roll back our Second Amendment rights in this country. Period.
Well, but right, and that's what consistent. The march is. That's what the march is going to be about tomorrow, Lou. As you know, I'm an educator, and I see these kids, the Parkland kids, a couple of them are
Isn't that
out
disgusting?
Of
I mean, we're and, tuning in to, yeah. to high school assemblies.
Yes,
to
exactly.
Get the,
That's
the,
right.
The aggregated yeah. wisdom of 18-year-olds. I mean, this
who,
is really...
Who by their own words, Lou, say that they shouldn't be able to own guns, even though they can go to war, but they think that they should be able to make laws. I mean, none of this makes any sense.
That's the funny shit, right? So you said 18-year-olds, so you're an adult. You can run for some level of office.
Yeah, you can.
So actually, they can make
they
laws.
They can make laws. what the fuck? It was a state further west of here. They're changing how they're doing their governor race because like 5 teenagers are in the governor race.
Oh.
Like 19-year-olds and shit.
You can't have citizens getting involved in the political process.
Whoa. Corporate shills, maybe not citizens. Definitely not 18-year-old ones. I mean, yeah, we think that they should be able to go 3,000 miles away from home to a foreign country and end the war on terror.
Shit.
But no, they can't fucking run for office. That's bullshit.
If teenagers weren't screaming shit like I touched Bernie Sanders, they'd be all for it. Like if it was I touched Ted Cruz, then yeah. they'd be all for
well,
it.
If these kids were saying we need more guns in schools, they would be fucking getting interviews on Fox News. Like these are some wise kids. They must have had great parents.
That's possible. I swear to fuck, yo. Look, if you're one of the white people that we've made fun of over the millions of years of you forcing contact with us that don't have lips. And, okay, matter of fact, if you're masculine and you have facial hair, if you have potentially can have facial hair and you got no lips, go tee it up. Go tee it. Join the beard gang. Don't do a clean shave when you got no lips. I really, like, you look like some shit out of, who's that, A Nightmare Before Christmas. Who made that?
Who made it?
Yeah.
Tim Burton?
Yeah, you look like some Tim Burton shit. Did he make Beetlejuice too?
Yeah,
you
I
look,
think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you look like you're in the... Stop it. The fucking mustache. The fuck...
sense at all. And the very fact that we are giving such gravitas to people who just, they haven't had enough life experience yet, Lou, to be experts on much of anything yet.
As I am of these kids, I have to like laugh and be like, they don't have life experience. Y'all never been shot at by an AR-15. They have that experience that you don't have.
Yeah, I mean, heck, shit. I mean, your big homie that just had to leave Fox News, he was a draft dodger.
Yeah.
Trump Stilskin was a draft dodger.
Yep.
Poor Georgie was a draft dodger.
Yep.
The fuck you talking about?
But then, of course, you know that when 13-year-olds in Chicago have experienced gun violence, they're hardened criminals and thugs and super predators, though. And they deserve to be treated like adults.
Oh, so then they should run for office.
They should run for office. Lower the running age to 13.
Yeah. And 13-year-old Negroes can run for office because they have survived by their bootstraps.
Well, I mean, 30 or 13 is 1 year past 12. And when you're 12, you look like a 30-year-old man. So
you do perceive us to be older.
Yeah.
Insulting them to say that. I have children. I respect them. I love them. I think my children are brilliant. But Lou, I'm not going to put them in charge of public policy as opposed to somebody who studied it their whole entire lives.
They're not in charge of public policy. They're offering ideas. Like, they don't actually have control of the House or the Senate. And I hate this fucking fear-mongering right-wing bullshit. Like, the left is going to take our guns, even if somehow?
Some way?
In some weird coincidence, freak of nature, bizarre chain of events.
Bizarre.
That the House passed some sort of take guns away bill. You know who's going to veto it?
Obama.
Obama's busy golfing. That's why he wasn't there when 9/11 happened, and we have a problem.
He was golfing when 9/11 happened.
He probably fucking was.
What a fucking tan suit.
That's still one of my favorite clips, that one dude. You saw that one. Where it was like some birther conspiracy guy who was like, Obama's blah, blah, blah. And they were like, well, what didn't he do? Like, well, he took too much time out of office and on vacation. Like, well, when was he on vacation? When important things were happening. What was happening? Like, 9/11.
My man.
And he goes, why do you think Obama wasn't in the White House during 9/11? I was like, I don't know, but we should find out.
Hold on, during 9/11, wasn't Obama still in his 30s?
His hair was not gray. He had no gray hair. He was dead ass. He's like, I don't know, but we need to find out. We need an investigation.
Yeah, he wasn't even of colonoscopy age yet, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
They don't know.
George Clooney is. I guess we could just step aside and, you know, it's we can't even get test scores rising in this country. We're watching two teachers unions move children into the streets to pursue their political aims. I mean, it is outrageous.
Okay, I played some of the clip in show prep, and now interest has been peaked. I just want to do it. Just a little quick Google mid-show. You got to do that sometimes.
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm just typing in Fox News, Donald Trump, test scores.
Oh, no.
I just want to know.
Uh-huh.
Reporters try to match Trump's perfect cognitive score. Trump's cognitive test score? Apparently, that's a thing that's happening. Okay, I just wanted to see if anybody on Fox News was running their mouth about student test scores going up. Just wanted to see. Checking.
You know, Betsy DeVos did that for us, though. She told us all about the test scores. Well, actually, when you take money away from public schools, the test scores go up.
That was a recent episode we did. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Whoopsie days.
Ah! Yeah,
I dragged the fucking mouse on the thing. All right, so that's their critique, right? So they're too young.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News says they're too young. Let me go run over and check the archived chat space. Holy shit. There's Eddie Riddick posted up in the joint. Jay May. Mike Kang up in the joint. I saw Tally Loco.
Tally!
How far will it let me scroll? And it won't let me scroll anymore. That's that bullshnars.
Yes.
all right, niggas is liking and hearting and wooing and laughing. You laughing motherfuckers. All right, let's take a look here. All right, so that's their critique of things.
Now, I'm just curious to know if, like, the 18 to 21 range who showed up for Charlottesville were also too young.
Those were just very good people. All right, so here's a previous Fox News clip from
look at that.
A while ago, around 2012, you know, this is a couple years back. Huh. Let's see what they're talking about here.
Wait, I don't remember. Who was president in 2012?
Huh? Bill Clinton?
Obviously not Obama, because he was president during 9/11.
It was fucking Jim Carter and Eazy-E.
Jimmy Carter and Eazy-E?
Yep. And okay. That's right, yeah. And then when Orrin Hatch walked up, he threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out.
Wow.
Hey. The boys in the Oval Office are always hard.
No.
You advocate for a bill, we'll pull your card.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's check this out. So you heard their critique of why they need to shut the fuck up and why we can't listen to those little bastards. And we go back. Whoop-de-doo.
Think that out of the candidates that I saw, look, the straw poll results were Mitt Romney as number one.
Yeah, right now they're talking to a 14-year-old political prodigy, Jonathan Cron.
How come he doesn't have a career right now?
Because he pulled himself up by his bootstraps so early, he fucking went to another galaxy. Like, that nigga is nation-building on Zortan like a motherfucker.
Winning another seat, yet another CPAC. Number two was Bobby Jindal, and number three was a tie between Ron Paul and Sarah Palin. That was actually kind of an upset. But
yeah, this is after
the fuck did he pull these polls from?
It was the CPAC straw poll.
Oh, the CPAC poll.
Yeah, oh yeah, CPAC.
Like, who the fuck said? Okay.
Which I think Sarah Palin has one of the greatest fucking CPAC speeches of all time. By greatest, I mean it makes me laugh.
Is that the thuggery?
Nah, that was a speech in Florida. that one was awesome too. But that was the one where she said, Mike, tough, he going hard. Like, where she was just busting freestyles.
I think that either the Alaska governor, Mitt Romney, or Bobby Jindal would be great picks for 2012. But you know what? I think that it won't be that hard in 2012, honestly. I think Barack Obama, at the rate he's going and with the policies he's enacting, he's going to be another Carter. So as long as we have a strong conservative candidate that's firm on conservative principles and is not a candidate that might believe in conservative principles but does not act on those principles, then it's going to be an easy election.
Wow. Blew my mind, John.
2020, perhaps, you might be on the ballot, my friend. Thank you very much.
Hey, gotta listen to the kids.
Gotta listen to the kids.
2020 might be on the ballot.
Okay.
Yeah. Fox News, where consistency is consistent.
Very consistent. Well, yeah, it is consistent. The liberals are wrong. It's very fucking consistent.
Yeah, 347-857-3937 up in this feather mucker. Don't forget to stop by iTunes and drop a 5-star review. That helps a great goddamn lot. And yes, on the Stitcher radio application, if you have access to it, 5-star Martha Fracken review. We is be needing it. All right. Now let's take a look over. I can go ahead and bring that right on back down there with them colored bars. All right. That's pretty good. Now, these stories. I tell you, man, there's always, always fresh ones. Transgender woman, Naomi Hersey, murdered in London hotel room. And as I was doing show prep and looking at this, I think it was... most of these I get off of pinknews.co.uk. They've always got these stories, and then, you know, in them they'll typically have a link to where they originally got the article. I think it was CBS and one of those outlets, larger outlet.
Yeah.
And I read all of the original one, and then I read all of Pink News, and fucking Pink News just covered it better. So I'm going with the Pink News coverage. They just do a motherfuck of a job over there.
Yeah, there's, and you know, like, they're affiliated with big gay news.
Word.
Yeah, because every time Big Gay News tweets stuff, like, they get so much stuff from Pink News, but Pink News does it so much better than Big Gay News. I don't know what's going on.
Pinknews.co.uk. Mm. They don't funk around. Maybe they'll be on the ballot in 2020.
Maybe they'll be. Are they old enough?
Are they child political prodigies? I don't know. But, and also while I was doing show prep and I'm looking at those, I went in Facebook and typed in her name and found her profile. And the last public post she had mm-hmm. was asking the folks that follow her or anyone if she should watch the movie It. Hmm. Yeah. And, I'll watch it again for you. Which would be like my, I think, fifth time or so. The new It.
Four, I think.
Four times. Yeah, two in the theater, two in the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it. All right, let's dig into this. Naomi Hersey, found with knife injuries near to Heathrow Airport and pronounced dead. This was in London, so some of these locations are unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. Pronounced dead at the scene 30 minutes later. She was a 36-year-old individual and lived in Mill Hill, North London. She was described on social media as a tennis lover, a music junkie, film and TV addict. I really stuck on that when I read that part right there, because that's what I harped on before, where it's like, don't you want to know these folks?
Right.
Don't you want to know them? Don't you want to know what the fuck they do? Do they make model airplanes? Do they fucking mm-hmm. take, make popsicle stick houses? You know, take toothpicks and make a log cabin? What do they do? Mm-hmm. Write poems? Write raps? Do they like to do karaoke night? These are fully fleshed out human beings. And all we know about them is that they're transgender and murdered. That's all we know. You know, so if you... know somebody transgender, goddamn, ask them questions, take them out, what do you want to do, where you want to go, shit, you know, get to know these are your fellow humans. In a horrific twist, Hersey's final post to Twitter was a Vice article titled "Trans Woman of Color Face an Epidemic of Violence and Murder." It's so real. It's not even ironic. It's just fucking real. Neighbors paid tribute to Hersey, who was of Somali origin and had also lived in the U.S. One neighbor told the Evening Standard news outlet, quote, "She was fun to be around and a real character. She was into music and tennis. She was a nice person." Hey, but what about the murderer? You want that? You think that fucker's nice? You want that fucker around? Who you want? The nice person that likes TV, film, and tennis and wants you to suggest if she should watch It again with a great fucking performance, or a fucking murderer?
I think we actually know how a lot of people would answer that question.
Oh, they can go fuck themselves. Whew. I will tell you what, man.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
A Zephyr Hills woman landed herself behind bars after she lost it when her husband forgot their anniversary. Carol Stone is charged with battery. She admitted to Pasco deputies that she started fighting with her husband when he forgot their anniversary. They say she hit him and scratched him.
Is that a legitimate Becky Lives Matter story?
I think so. That seems a little bit excessive for him forgetting the anniversary.
Though it's not that hardcore. Like, he had to call... Well, actually, you know what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe it was that hardcore. Maybe it happens more often. You know, like, I wouldn't think a mother... Like, that's not the only time you flip and that's...
Yeah, it's probably not.
And get ill on a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, But then again, see, I got a thing in context. I'm black. You're black. I'm not calling the cops on you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, hit scratch. I can outrun you. You're not going to get that many hits in. Like, I'm fast, nigga. Fast twitch muscle. I'm gone.
God damn it. Light skinned niggas only have one fast twitch muscle and one leg.
That's right.
Doesn't work.
And y'all niggas know you got to use it wisely, nigga. Light skinned niggas be holding on to that one. And you see Obama held on to his till he had to run for office. And then look at all the, nigga. Like, look at all those old video clips where he would go to do a speech. He would always jog up the stairs, nigga. He was like, I'm finally going to use it, nigga.
Go use my fast twitch muscle, nigga.
Oh, shit. All right. And then there's this shit over here. Uh-oh. Scoop-a-doo.
A local deputy stripped of his badge for allegedly trying to solicit sex from a prostitute. Investigators say that
Actually, I could do you one better than that, folks. Yes. Checking out the old program, Areno. For the people on the Facebook Live, we can go ahead and videofy it for you, so that you're not just looking at our faces while the audio plays, because that is straight up butt snacking. Mm. That's what Phoenix Collider calls it.
What? Why? When? Since when?
And just checking out the... since when? Since all the time. Michael Wright said, what's going on, my favorite Negro couple? Phoenix, we are glad you are back and feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gosh darn right. Did he say bootstrap spaghetti for dinner?
Yes.
That's Hotep Mike. God, that's what you get for having Hoteps on your friends list. I found a white Hotep. What he said, that's a lot of innocently arrested people with personal problems or dead ones, both probably. Hmm. And you know how sex workers' rights and trans rights became a thing on my program before Phoenix was on, maybe like 8 months or so before Phoenix came along as well. And it happened at the same time in the same episode. It's an episode titled Too Many Condoms. Mm-hmm. And folks can tell just by the title. Police catch you with too many condoms, and they're just automatically going to assume you're a sex worker, mm-hmm. and arrest you when you go to jail. And then, I mean, maybe you had a job to go to. Who knows what? People have condoms because they want to have safe sex. And they would deliberately target, trans women that they didn't perceive to be passing. Mm-hmm. And, and what was too many condoms? Two. So too many condoms, arrested. Boom. Mm-hmm. And that shit just, I got so pissed off, recording and doing that episode. Yeah, so, those two things sort of became a deal on the show, right there in that moment.
Yep.
Let's dig into it.
Which will be interesting now with that FOSTA and SESTA legislation that they put up.
Yeah.
So now it's now illegal to post any sort of ads selling sexual services. Like, Craigslist personals are gone. All that kind of shit. That's illegal now. And then you can't even talk about shit on Facebook because that's facilitating and promoting prostitution the way these new bills are written. So, if a sex worker goes into, a private group and is like, hey, here's the name and email of this person. Are y'all familiar with this person? Can you run a background check on this person? That's also now promoting and facilitating. So you can't advertise. You can't talk about sex work. You can't ask for advice. You can't get any helpful tips. So now people are going to go, they already are, because shit's already getting shut down. They're going straight back to sex work. But you also can't carry condoms.
Can't carry condoms. Can't screen clients. Oh, and with certain folks' legislation, can't get an abortion. Can't get over the counter.
Hey, so did you see that article about how when Craigslist started having erotic services, the actual, national murder rate for women decreased?
You told me about it.
Yeah. Then it's gone, so I think we know what's going to happen. All right.
And then Michael Wright of the Something in Common program with Kimberly Nicole asked, did we discuss Killer Mike? And I don't know what's going on there.
He, had an interview, and I did not listen to it, but I heard he was, tripping. He was, very, pro-NRA and was saying, the NRA does shit for niggas or something. I didn't listen to it, but it sounded really fucking wild. And sometimes he's just really wrong about things, so it sounds like one of those times.
I think back in, 2015, he called himself a libertarian. That should answer a lot of questions. He called himself a libertarian a couple years ago. I think it was 2015, like right around when he had that sit down in the barbershop with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So that ought to explain a wee bit of a something something or other there, Reno.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. I just didn't have time to actually go sit down and listen to it, but it seemed a little ridiculous.
Yeah, right. All right. So I should play that as well while I fucking, you know, wind the evening down after we do the program and I get myself a cold Miller genuine draft and, you know, and relax. All right. Let's get into this feller right here.
Of his badge for allegedly trying to solicit sex from a prostitute. Investigators say that Deputy Patrick Dean was actually talking to an undercover deputy. His mugshot was released in just the last hour.
Wait, I'm Tamika Hughes. Back.
I'm John Bachman.
Yeah, ma'am.
Run that back. Yeah.
Play that beat back. Oh, wait. These websites have the shittiest video players.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to run it back for real. All right, yeah, you know what? It won't let me. We're just going to have to go with website audio for you, Miss Ma'am.
Okay.
And online.
Office, how they caught Dean.
Administrative leave. Action News Jax, Deanna Bettineschi.
A local deputy stripped of his badge for allegedly trying to solicit sex from a prostitute. Investigators say that Deputy Patrick Dean was actually talking to an undercover deputy. His mugshot was released in just the last hour. I'm Tanika Hughes.
I'm John Bachman. Deputy Dean has been released on bond but put on administrative leave. Action News Jax, Deanna Bettineschi is live in Interlochen where the deputy was arrested. In Deanna, the Putnam County Sheriff says other deputies were not surprised by Dean's arrest.
What the hell?
Yeah. But, you know, so that's the code. They're not surprised by his arrest. They weren't trying to... If he was that bad that they're not surprised by his arrest, they weren't trying to get him off the force. Because there's no such thing as a good cop.
Okay.
That was his squad. Michael Wright of the Something in Common program with Kimberly Nicole said that Killer Mike has been apologizing his ass off on social media. And he claims the NRA used him.
Used him how? Like, a basic fucking history search will tell you that they haven't given a fuck about niggas since they started. Like, if the NRA actually cared about black people, they started in what, like 1870-something? The NRA?
Wait, did they make him say the words?
I'm just saying, the Klan has been around longer than the NRA. I ain't never seen the NRA take on the Klan.
Did they tie up Geppetto strings to his mouth? And then just... What?
They hypnotized him, obviously.
So he was a puppet, and Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III was just doing a good impression of him, making the voice happen.
Yes.
And he was like, my name is Killer Mike, and I am a nigger. I mean Negro. I am politically correct now. I am not racist. Oh, I forgot. I am black, so I can't be racist. Is that what it is now? NRA is good. Donald Trump is good. Kinda. He's a little weird. He's one of the New York boys. I think he might be, you know, a little funny in the shorts. You know what I'm talking.
Like, I don't even understand. What has the NRA done for black people? Like, I don't even understand where the statement came from. Like, when is that last NRA initiative? When did they...
What the NRA did for black people?
Yeah.
Gave us incentive to get life insurance, nigga.
We already had incentive to have life. The Klan is the one who did that. What the fuck?
Dark jokes.
Although, you know, if you do join up with the NRA, they give you a discount on life insurance, which should tell you something about their services.
Wait a second, but don't you have to pay to be in the NRA?
Yes.
Yeah, they ain't gonna fuck themselves.
You have to pay to be in the NRA, and you have to pay for life insurance.
Fuck that. I should just make them sponsor me. And I just go out on a bullshit tour and just be like, yeah, they're pretty good. And then, but not tell anybody about the podcast. And then when people are like, dude, why the fuck are you in the NRA? And after I'm done collecting my money, just be like, oh, here's over 600 episodes of what I really think.
Which would actually be funny if you did that. So it's like, you look like the guy on that podcast. You're like, don't be silly. We all just look alike.
We do. Why do you think I always fit the description? I've been fitting the description for many moons now. Nigga, I've been fitting the description since Tupac had a flat top. All right, let's see what's happening here.
Yes.
And that's because the sheriff says he has been disciplined in the past. Now, the deputy showed up.
Yeah.
For what?
For what?
For what?
The for what just may surprise you. Or will it?
Up here to the Circle K in Interlochen, where he was expecting to meet a prostitute, but instead, deputies pulled up and arrested him. Putnam County Sheriff's deputies confirm this is Corrections Deputy Patrick Dean. Dean was arrested after undercover deputies say he solicited prostitutes for sex in exchange for money or pills. We asked the Putnam County Sheriff's Office how they caught Dean.
He had been conversing by text message and online on Facebook with some of our undercover detectives.
Deputies say Dean showed up here to the Circle K in Interlochen to meet the person he thought was a prostitute. Police say he messaged them when he got here saying, quote, "I am waiting on you." Then deputies arrested him. We also learned Dean was the focus of five internal investigations while working at the Putnam County Sheriff's Office.
I don't think that this will come as a surprise to a lot of our employees.
In 1992, Patrick Dean was investigated for improper handling of an inmate. That allegation was unfounded. In 2003, he was reprimanded for having a relationship with a woman who was once an inmate. In 2012, Dean was suspended for allowing underage drinking at his home during a party. In 2016, he was suspended again for failing to provide medication to an inmate. And last year, Dean was suspended for making rude comments to a woman on social media. And the sheriff tells me he anticipates that the investigation will be wrapped up quickly and that Dean's employment will be terminated. Reporting live in Putnam County, Deanna Benesci, CBS 47, Action News Jax.
This is just, if Donald Trump wasn't rich, this would be a story about him.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
It's extra fascinating to me. So they said that he, this time, got in trouble because he was offering money and pills in exchange for sexual favors. So when he was working in the jail, how many times did he, because he got caught once withholding medication.
Huh?
How many other times did somebody just give him what he wanted in terms of sexual favors to get their medication?
And in the 1992 one, they said those claims were unfounded, the mishandling of an inmate.
Mm-hmm.
And but 1992, there's no social media, no screenshots, no
right.
And no somebody might have a camera on you.
Yes.
So that's probably why they became unfounded.
And then having underage drinking, I wonder what he got in return for letting kids drink in his house.
Got in return or fucking took in return? Shit. See? Now, we also have a recent episode, if you're just now tuning into the Wine Cellar for the first time. It's called This Is Why We Have to Kill a Lot of People. Go check it out, folks. It's pretty
check
neat.
Check it out.
Yeah, man, we got them pretty.
We're happy. We talk about fun things here. But yeah, I mean, so he's been disciplined all these times and had this whole thing and still had a job. And he's still not even fired yet.
What?
But okay, fine. Good cops. Yeah, good cop. Only a few bad apples. Yeah.
Only.
Only.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me. When we're not on the show,
this show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on the show. This show is so reverse racist.
Ricky is fucking black.
Oh, that one. I got to fix that volume. I like the soundboard. It's pretty cool. All right. Frick face. At some one day she's gonna be like in her 40s. She's gonna be like, dude, take me out of your soundboard. I have a career now. I can't be on some the black podcast talking about Negroes doing Negro stuff. Oh, you think that's not true, folks?
Negroes doing Negro stuff.
That's real. That's a real clip.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, oh. You want to click another one? No.
What?
No more.
Who said that?
Chat room check. Oh man. Phone check. 347-857-3937. Phone check, homie. Phone check, homie. Brief comments only if you call in, because we tangent quite well.
We do. We're good tangenters.
Shout out to Dora Loco who came up in the joint. I think I saw. Do I pronounce homie's name Lucifera?
Oh,
Cecily? Oh, shit. That's
the first name, right?
Oh, damn. You know what? I need to learn niggas' names. Okay, but yeah, that's the same person. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Cecily. That's how you pronounce it, actually. Cecily. So, you're
welcome. Don't actually know that. I'm guessing. Because that's how I've been reading it in my head.
You're a guess.
It's gonna be like fucking Adrian, where I had it in my head, and you were like, "No, it's Adriani." And now I keep calling her Adrian. It's like, that's not my fucking name.
Jesus
Adrian.
Christ.
God damn it. Now I sound silly.
So inmate number 11175, aka Chad Pindell, going on to Ripley County. This coming off of Fox 19. A Ripley County, Indiana council member. faces charges related to alleged misconduct while he was an assistant coach with the, oh, that's outstanding. The, just that Javon was I, damn, that text is not coming up for me. At a high school with a girls basketball team in Osgood, Indiana.
Jacksondel.
Jacksondel.
But it's like three separate words because it's probably French.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. So Jacksondel High School girls basketball team in Osgood, Indiana. And that old one with the pervert racist white man basketball coach, I think, was in Louisiana. I kept looking for months and I never got fucking updates on that one. Like, it's one of those stories where journalists just didn't give a shit. Like, I need to be a full-time journalist. I'll journalize the fuck out of some shit.
Yeah.
I will follow up on these fucking stories. Indiana State Police arrested Chad Pindell, a.k.a. inmate number 11175, 36-year-old individual of Napoleon Sunday. So he's from a place called Napoleon. Sunday afternoon, and Mr. Pindell represents Ripley County District 3 on council. His four-year term is set to expire this year. You know what? If it's a red county, he can still run again.
Yep.
And he is up for re-election in May, according to the county clerk, Ginger Bradford. Oh, that's an unfortunate name. Fucking investigators say that inmate number 11175, a.k.a. Mr. Pindell, contacted a 17-year-old Jacksondel High School student through social media earlier this year and sent nude photos of himself to the gal. At some point, he and the student allegedly engaged in sexualized activity while at the high school. Because he's gross. But also, Cenk Unger thinks that she, at 17, she should be 3 years over the age of consent.
Ugh.
Young Turks. Mr. Pindell is charged with child seduction. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with seduction. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Coercion, rape, sexual abuse.
I don't have the vocabulary fine for it. But child seduction and dissemination of harmful material to a minor, both felonies. Police began investigating in February 2018 when they were contacted by the Jacksondel Community School Cooperation. That's the name of them? The Jacksondel Community School Cooperation, and there's no other word. It just
corporation.
Oh, sure, fine. School should be corporations. That's why my brain couldn't put together school and corporation. I guess I better get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you got guys like Bill de Blasio supporting it. Yeah. All right.
Shit, that's Nancy DeVos's or Betsy DeVos's whole job, really.
Well, they're two different parties. They're not alike at all. But the school corporation became aware of possible improper behavior between Mr. Pindell. Possible improper behavior. These niggas be soft stepping the fuck out of shit. That's why my voice is relegated to a little ass podcast. Like, people can't have me in their institutions talking and be like, yo, fuck that nasty motherfucker. Well, William, you can't say that. That's inappropriate. He's a kid fucker. He's inappropriate.
Yeah, no, he's a kid rapist.
Why are you see? And then you'd pop up. He's a kid rapist. And then Phoenix and William, you're being unreasonable. Go back to Europe. You're being unreasonable. Fuck. So became aware of possible improper behavior between inmate 11175, a.k.a. Mr. Pindell, and the female student at the high school. Continuing with the article, at the time, Mr. Pindell was a volunteer assistant coach for the Jacksondel High School girls basketball team.
Oh, so he was just hunting for targets.
And accidentally walking in the wrong locker room sometimes. Whoops!
Mm-hmm.
School documents show that inmate 11175 resigned from his volunteer coach position February 19th. Mr. Pindell is in Ripley County Jail without bond until he appears in circuit court. The police fellers, they say that the Ripley County Prosecutor's Office and the Indiana Department of Child Services assisted in the investigation and arrest. And back to the chat space.
Ah, all the comments are happening.
Jay May. Yeah, hit him with a sigh. What else you got? You got a sigh. Makai up in the joint said, LOL, it's hilarious how many people get upset by the simply stated truth.
Yep.
It's weird. Like, why are they snowflakes, Makai? You tell me. Why are them there snowflakes?
Oh, because speaking truth is, it distorts their lie, and they like their lies the way they are, so stop messing with them.
No.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, man, that's another line I like from It. The whole line is just, no. Because I think they were saying, like, give us Billy back.
Yeah, after, like, he grabs, no, not Billy, it was his brother.
Grabbed Georgie?
Or no, maybe, was it Billy?
Yeah, like, and all he right. was right by that well. He was about to fall in.
Was that one Billy?
Yeah, because he tried to negotiate with him. Like, I'll take Billy and let you all live.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, give him back. He said, no.
No.
The folks know because I accidentally did an impression of my favorite line from that movie. Am I not real enough for you, Billy?
Maybe I was thought the other kid was because he was, like, looking at his... That's who he was looking at. The one that broke his arm. Isn't that the one he was looking at when he was like, am I not real enough for you? Wasn't he looking at the one who broke his arm?
No, because the thing is...
But he was talking to the one upstairs.
Yeah, because the kid broke his arm, and he was going to go fucking eat him, and he was pop-locking out the refrigerator, all that. Wow, that shit was so fly, nigga. And then he's about to eat him, but then he realized he lost some of the fear that was making shit taste good, because they were going to walk in the door that said very scary.
Yes.
And he was like, oh... So he got distracted from his meal.
Which makes sense, and I got that, but I was like, but they can't hear him upstairs. He's got to be talking to the kid downstairs, or somebody, right?
Ah, because when they came through that door, they came out of the illusion that that Pennywise created, and they were back visually in the regular house.
I thought they were upstairs, though.
They were,
I thought they were literally upstairs.
Nah, illusion. Ew. Yeah. Yeah, that Pennywise fucks with your mind.
Yes.
Jay May said, did y'all watch Stranger Things? We gosh darn did. Is season 3 coming up? I don't know. I demanded that. Excuse me. That was...
William watches Stranger Things.
Yeah, Phoenix is a silly, silly, silly Billy gumdrop. She doesn't know anything about stuff.
What?
I wonder what it's like for people that are like, are they gonna do the news again? Ah, shit.
We always do news.
Yeah, Stranger Things. I started taking a look at this fucking show. Another black superhero, Electric Man, Electro.
Black Lightning.
Black Lightning, Black Thunder Man, Storms in Florida, whatever the fuck his name is. And I got PI-ist off.
Why? What happened?
Because the way Xfinity Cable through Comcast has it set up for on demand, like, I see episode 1. Mm-hmm. And I see episode 6.
Yeah.
I need 2, 3, 4, and 5, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, they need to quit fucking with my life.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna stick around for that one. I need to see episode 2 first and see.
Nah.
I don't know. Like, he might be a little too respectable for me. I don't know.
Oh, and I got it. I figured. He's that nigga Scooter from Living Single.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but I think, like, you know, he muscled up.
Right.
That's the thing. But, like, because he kind of has a weird, you know, tall nigga body.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't tell he muscled up until he takes his shirt off. But until then, he literally looks like what his character is, a generic school principal.
Right, right.
He just looks like that.
I just want Luke Cage to come back, man. I'm waiting on that next
season. Yo, I want that high femme villain. That high femme villain didn't die in the first season, did he?
But the doctor who made Luke Cage the way he is got the villain at the end. So he's gonna like fuck with him too.
Woohoo!
And make him superhuman too. So I'm waiting for that.
That's gonna be fucking dope. And then I mean everything happens almost at the same time, right? Like Bill Burr's show F is for Family is gonna drop. Mm-hmm. We don't like all the same things, but like Orange is the New Black, Wentworth, the prison shows.
I'm down for Wentworth.
Yeah, all the fucking shows are gonna drop. And Wentworth has to completely change directions, right? So we lost B and the
warden
Trenchable, the hyped up.
I do.
Trenchable.
I want to be calling her Trenchable too. That's not.
Yeah, it's not Matilda.
It's not Matilda. The warden, governor.
Yeah, we'll figure out a name. Yeah. Somebody.
What the fuck is her name?
All that came from asking us if we watched Stranger Things.
Yes, but yeah, no, I'm excited for Wentworth because the way it ended, I don't know if she's dead.
Oh, like when he buried her?
Yeah, like did she get out?
You know, knowing her, she may have.
Right.
Like she may have studied some shit in Japan
where you get the fuck out of being
buried alive. Yeah, man. All right, let's end the fun and games for a moment.
Yes.
A trans woman is suing a prison after officers allegedly demanded to see her genitals before letting her. This is why we have an extended trigger warning at the beginning of the program, folks. Mm-hmm. Anyone just tuning in may have missed the homie over at Actify Press called it, exhaustive trigger warning.
Yes.
So that's why we have like shit like this is gonna pop up. So a trans woman suing a prison after officers allegedly demanded to see her genitals before letting her visit her brother. In the lawsuit filed earlier this week, a 48-year-old individual named China Nelson began her case against the Louisiana State Prison after she said she was barred from entering the prison for refusing to be strip searched. Now, and they didn't strip search everyone else.
Right.
Like, everyone else that they saw as a cis male, mm-hmm. didn't strip search them.
Right.
And the reason why they wanted to do it, because one of them was like, staring at, you know, her crotchal region, mm-hmm. if you will, and said, I see something there. And then, you know, she just straight up said, and this is her wording, you know, she's not in our social media groups. She's not going to use our vernacular. She said, I was born male.
Right.
And then that's when they're like, well, now we need to fucking look at all your business.
Yeah. And then I almost wonder if that's like not just to humiliate her, but also to like bring it back to the rest of the inmates, like, hey, you know, this one's brother is one of those. And just to cause him more stress.
Yeah, on some sadist shit. Yeah. Man, I've been saying this for years on this fucking show now. Start using the words that people say are too hyperbolic. Sadist, sadistic, sadism. Say it. Matter of fact, go look it up if you're uncomfortable with it and realize how accurate it is. All right, boop-a-doop, boop-boop. According to the NBC News outlet, Nelson was prevented from entering the maximum security prison after a full body scanner detected an unknown object in
how can like a trans person or a trans woman who hasn't had surgery, how is that an unknown object? But when cis men walk through, like, how is it also not an unknown object? Like, I'm confused. Do they
don't matter to them? But again, it's fucking cis male privilege. You think we're joking when we say it exists? Like fucking like, all right, I'm going to bring a little bit of Wine Cellar After Dark onto the regular program. my scrotum are disproportionate with how not tall I am. And if I have on pants that are not baggy, you know, hey, can't help it. I'm introducing myself to everybody. And when I went through the airport thing, they stopped me. It was like, fuck do you have in your pants? It was like, balls, nigga. And went in the back room, they did the pat down. I was like, they're like, we're just not sure. And I was like, what's happening, nigga? I'll put them on the table, son. And they were like, no, just go get on the plane. Because cis male privilege. But if I was a trans woman, they would have wanted to go for that sadistic humiliation.
Wait, they took you to a back room for your little pat down?
It wasn't that far back.
I didn't get a room for my pat down.
Ah, cis male privilege. Welcome to it.
Oh.
Nah, yeah.
And you got a pat down twice.
You get the public humiliation. Wow. I get one pat. And when I offer to put them on the table, put your cards on the table, I got missed match aces. They don't match. And niggas didn't want it because cis male privilege. They were like, move along, sir.
You got a room.
Yep.
God damn.
They even closed the blinds.
I ain't get a room.
Nope. This is what I'm talking about. People be like, don't talk about privilege. Nigga, I'm talking about privilege. What the fuck you gonna do? Let's see. All right. Chat room's not too active. All right. Taking a look. So they said unknown object in her trousers. Continuing. Nelson said that she had been approved as a visitor in the Louisiana State Penitentiary for over 14 years prior to this particular visit in 2017 and had never been asked to strip before. Quote, I think this was a new machine or a new screening process, end quote, said Galen Hare, the attorney representing Nelson on the case. The lawsuit states that after a full body scan, a prison overseer asked identified
okay.
something in Nelson's underwear. Nelson then said she was trans, using her driving license to help explain her situation to the officer. The driver's license probably still says male.
Yeah.
quote, when an unknown guard stated that she saw something in Ms. Nelson's pants, Ms. Nelson acknowledged that, and this is what she's saying, she was born male, as indicated on her driver's license in an effort to explain the something. However, after being escorted to a men's bathroom.
What?
Yep.
Fine.
Yep. This is how they are.
I think I see a penis. Something's wrong. Let's figure it out in the men's bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Going in by two guards, Nelson refused to strip. The officers then reportedly told, let me get her first name again. I'm tired of saying Nelson.
Oh, you scrolled all the way the fuck up.
Oh, to another one. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was like, Naomi, that don't sound right.
China.
Okay, so China refused to strip. The officers then reportedly told China that she would have to reveal her genitalia before being permitted to leave the premises now. Yeah, now detaining you. And then demanded to search the car.
How is the car related to her genitals?
I don't even have a snarky comment for that.
Damn.
And then there's a link to a related story. Prison bans lesbian inmates from sharing cells with their girlfriends. And the article continues, China accepted the search of her car, but once again refused to be stripped searched. Prison overseers then reportedly canceled the entire visit, preventing China's mother and brother from visiting her other brother. Mm-hmm. The attorney, Galen Hare, highlighted the rare and discriminatory nature of the rare, of this. Galen, you should check out a podcast called The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. It ain't rare. Stated that China should have been treated like any other visitor, like the past 14 fuck years.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Also makes me wonder if it was like a recent transition as well.
What do you think about... Like, because this incident was 2017.
Yeah.
14 years ago, and they're saying this is the first time 14 years, so probably no, not a recent transition. And this individual's 48 years old.
Yeah.
Nigga, they've been transitioned. They transitioned before I moved to Florida. They transitioned when I was still in my first apartment. God dizam. I was 19 when they were doing this shit. All right, quote from the attorney. Surely the prison is not strip searching every man, cis man. She didn't specify that. Strip searching every man who goes through the machine. The president of Louisiana Trans Advocates, Dylan Waguespack. Is that Eastern European or something? Waguespack?
I don't even know what the fuck. That's a bunch of letters. I don't know what the fuck that is.
All right. So, but this individual is the president of the Louisiana Trans Advocates, and Waguespack hit out at the ways trans people are treated in prison, both in Louisiana and more generally. Waguespack said that trans prisoners are frequently housed incorrectly. Yes, covered that in the wine cellar. Whilst in prison, and faced abuse and harassment from officers and fellow inmates. Wegu's PAC described discriminatory treatment against trans people as a widespread problem. In a letter after the incident, the deputy warden of the Louisiana prison told Chiner that she would be unable to visit the prison for 6 months. The deputy warden defended the prison's actions, writing, quote, "Security advised you of the shakedown policy and the strip search."
Shakedown, they call it a shakedown policy.
They don't need to be Orwellian anymore. They already won. The shakedown policy and the strip search would be based on your driver's license. All right, so everybody who has a driver's license that says male is getting a shakedown and a strip search, right?
That would be gay.
Totally gay, bro. Yeah, like pretty gay. I like, you know, bro, we should stop saying gay, bro, because that's probably gay too, bro.
Right.
No gay, bro, no gay, bro.
No gay, bro, no gay, bro, no homo, no homo.
Security tried to explain, but you continued to interrupt, end quote. That's from the deputy.
Okay.
Deputy warden.
Whatever.
The deputy warden. Your name ain't even, your title ain't even capitalized, nigga. Continued to say that that Chiner's visit was denied as her family members became aggressive, and Chiner denies this. Nigga, you got it on camera?
I mean, but even if she and her family were aggressive, like, that's not surprising or wrong or bad. Like, you literally took a trans woman into a... knowing she's a woman, took her into a men's bathroom and said, let me see, take down your pants and let me see your genitals. Yeah, a lot of fucking people would be aggressive if you went into the bathroom of the opposite gender with presumably male guards because they were in the men's bathroom. A lot of women would be like, yeah, I'm not showing you my fucking genitals.
And are
a
they,
lot of men would be like, I'm not showing you my fucking genitals.
Are they aggressive or are they reacting?
Right. There's a reasonable response.
According to court documents, Chiner is seeking compensation for emotional distress, as well as asking for a court order to ban discrimination against visitors. A Massachusetts woman made headlines earlier this month after the Massachusetts Department of Corrections refused to move her to a woman's prison. The unnamed woman has been living as, this is the way the article is worded, has been living as a female for 40 years, told her representatives that she is being forcibly strip searched, groped, and harassed after being jailed for a nonviolent drugs offense in a men's prison. Sadists.
Yes.
Sadism. Sadistic. These are the words. Yeah, way it works. I'm going to copy and paste that name in the chat space so you can see that. Yeah, Jay May is like, why are you pronouncing it like that, nigga? You non-pronouncing motherfucker.
Right, scroll up.
Scroll up.
Right above the picture.
Right above the pictor.
Scroll up.
Scroll up.
Right there.
Left. Ma'am.
Left.
The other left?
Right there.
The other left. All right, copy and paste that. For Jay May and the chat spitting ace. And boom. There that goes. Alright, now let me get back on over here so we can do the old wrap it up here.
Yep.
We gotta wrap it up.
Yeah, we have to wrap it up because I have a meeting.
Oh shit, in 30 minutes.
Yep.
Remember Kevin Swanson? Sackcloth and ashes. And he cried.
Oh, that guy.
He cried. Well, Kevin Swanson is back up in this father mucker. And on his radio program today, radical anti-LGBTQ pastor weighed in on the string of deadly bombings that rocked Austin, Texas in recent weeks. And he figured it out.
Did he?
Kevin cracks the code.
Was it the gays?
What? No, everything is their fault, but they have accomplices.
Oh, was it women who have abortions?
Everything is also their fault. Women who have abortions are gay.
Therefore, the gay's fault. Wait, is it poor people's fault?
Most likely, the women who are gay who had an abortion are poor, and that's why they had one.
Oh, okay.
These are all the same people. You got to realize how gay it is for a woman to have an abortion, because you're basically removing the sex you had with the man. You're like, you retroactively get that away from me.
Right.
It's almost like you're withdrawing consent. Which, if you don't consent, gay.
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 So, see? Gay women who have abortions are to blame?
And they're poor.
And they're poor. Poor gay women who have abortions are to blame.
He didn't say any of that shit. Let's play the clip.
It turns out that this tension between the tyrannical godhood of the state and the anarchical godhood of the individual.
All right. It's the godhood of the state now. Uh-huh. Like, it, yeah. Okay, they've gone way beyond tyrannical. Godhood.
But don't they want a theocracy anyway?
No. No, they just want what's right. It's just right.
Right.
See, you're calling it theocracy when it's just right. It's just called morals.
Uh-huh.
Something you coloreds wouldn't know about.
Uh-huh.
Is seen in the popular media today, and I think it has an influence upon young people. I believe it does. I believe that some of the superhero movies have an influence upon young people. As
all right, superhero movies, nigga.
But they're so hetero. And male.
Oh.
And white.
Oh, superhero movies are gay.
And they're rich. Batman is rich.
Superhero movies are gay.
Iron Man is rich and white and really, really hetero and has sex a lot.
Nope. Those are called beards. You should learn the gay vernacular. They're called beards.
No, I don't think that's what he's talking about. I'm pretty sure that's not what he's talking about at all.
Yes, it is.
I like the fact that the Vanilla Ice instrumental is on when I'm talking about how white superheroes are. That's awesome.
What the fuck? It's Hotep Mike said, because it means you touched a penis. Gay.
Gay. Touching penises is gay.
Yeah. That's right. That's what you do. Like, that. What you see in like, and women be like, men pee all over the bathroom because they can't touch their penis. It's gay. Okay. All right. Here we get this audio going. I mean, even that recent one with Wakanda, that was gay.
That was gay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, who did they have as the warriors? Woman ladies.
Yeah.
Kind of like a softball team to me.
Well,
they had some pretty lesbian haircuts on them womans.
Yes.
Gay. That's right.
Actually, they are. See? A few of them are.
What about M'Baku? Who was he hanging out with all day? Bunch of fellers in the snow with their shirts off.
But wait, T'Challa hangs out with women.
Gay. Yeah.
He interrupted an entire Bring Back Our Girls campaign to try to hit on someone.
Beard.
Almost in every case of these superhero movies, tyranny is set against anarchy. You think of the Avengers, who are the vigilantes. Always.
Vigilantes. Vigilantes.
Okay.
I drink my Evian with a pinky up.
Setting up some form of anarchy against tyranny. As if somehow the anarchy is going to beat tyranny and will produce something of a solution for society, but it never did.
Bam! What?
The Avengers are not an anarchist group. They're a government-funded group that is basically controlled by the equivalent of the UN. They're not...
No.
Like, they literally are the government.
No, it starts with... Because you got to realize it's Avenger Anarchist. A-A. It's just like African-American. So anarchist alcoholics. Is that what we are? Man, I don't know.
Does. What happens is anarchy plays against tyranny. Tyranny then plays against anarchy. Anarchy plays against more tyranny. More tyranny plays against more anarchy. And so on it goes until society is taken down with higher and higher levels of chaos. And this is what happens.
Bam! Nailed it.
They kill supervillains to bring peace to the world. They don't try to bring chaos. What?
That's what happened in the third chapter. Everything just went down and it was all bad. And then it was
just a bunch of poor lesbians having abortions.
Yep, by Mexican doctors.
Yes.
Terrible.
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 Happens with the Batman movies as well. Batman himself is an anarchist. He's a vigilante.
He's a capitalist.
No, no, he's not. Batman is an anarchist. You see how many people he lets live in that mansion? His restaurant, they always give the scraps to the homeless people. Out the front door.
That's why he works with police.
For community engagement.
It's about the optics.
Other forms of anarchy, as in the Joker. And recently
Wait, how the fuck can the Joker and the Batman both be anarchists? They're not on the same team.
Don't you remember the 2008 Joker where he said, we complete each other. We need each other.
Jesus.
So he doesn't want to kill him. So actually, yes, they are on the same team.
And gay.
Yeah. So gay. Dude, a rubber suit and a purple-green pimp suit? Yes, they're gay. Leave them alone.
Dude, a Batman movie, and I saw this in spades. Batman is an anarchist. He's setting himself against other forms of anarchy in an attempt to prove man as God.
Bam!
So he's basically fighting for the best anarchy by using police, the law, prisons, and capitalism, and corporatism.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Jesus Christ. You just don't understand things that are true and make sense and are fact-based.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right. Sure. Open the joint. All right. Let's see where the rest of this goes.
In fact, the ultimate line in the latest movie, The Dark Knight, was a letter written by Rachel, I believe it was, to Batman. And in the very, very last words of her letter to the Batman, Rachel writes, if you lose your faith in me, please keep your faith in people. So again, that is the essence.
That's anarchism? Keeping your faith in people?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Get heavier in your microphone. Your decibels are low.
Oh. Well, I lost my voice after hearing that, really, is what happened. I wasn't ready.
Also gay. I'm titling this the gay episode.
The essence of the Batman movies. It was humanistic to the core. And at the end of the movie, of course, they had to immortalize Harvey Dent, even though he was not immortalizable. Because, again, what they wanted to do is prop up faith in people.
You realize this whole thing is him explaining the Austin bombings. Do you even remember that that was the premise?
No, actually, I thought this was like hateful, sadistic, white Christianity, because he's saying it's bad to believe in people and be a humanist.
Yeah, because if you're a humanist, then you're an anarchist, and you're on the same team as Batman and Joker, and the Avengers, who fight tyranny with anarchy, then tyranny fights back, and then society collapses. Which is obviously in one of those comic books, if you look in the series.
Right, yeah, okay.
Blam.
Blam.
They wanted to prop up faith in man instead of turning man to God and submitting to the true and living God. So, again, my friends, these forms of anarchy, these forms of vigilantism, et cetera, very much advocated by the chaotic forms. The anarchical forms found in the Batman movies.
Why does his words so aggressively? The forms, the vigilante.
The vigilante.
The Batman. Like, nigga.
Oh, man. I'm a black identity extremist vigilante.
I am a black identity extremist vigilante.
Vigilante.
I'm a black anarchist.
Vigilante sounds like a really good mimosa. All right.
The anarchist movie. Vigilante. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll try. We'll make one. Yeah, I'm ready.
These many of the superhero movies.
Okay, and that's how it ends. So,
did he even say Austin anywhere in that clip?
like the first couple of words, and it came from all these superhero movies with the anarchists and Batman and.
So he's just going to ignore that boy went to a white survivalist Christian summer camp.
No, he didn't.
He did. He did.
No, he skipped.
No, he went.
No, he skipped.
No, he went and learned how to shoot guns.
He did not learn how to shoot goons.
Oh, he already knew how?
No, that's why he made bombs.
Guns are for amateurs.
Yeah, fucking punks. Hotep Mike said, because their characters are totally meant to be a deep and academic social commentary rooted in reality and not an entertaining superhero flick.
They are rooted in reality. There are so many white men who were born billionaires, learned like 16 different languages, 25 different types of martial arts, work out every day, and keep a strenuous physical and mental routine so that they can be vigilantes and use their billion-dollar corporation money to make really cool gadgets and cars and bulletproof suits. Everyone knows that's realistic. It happens all the time.
That's right. When they're born rich, they learn all sorts of fucking languages.
They learn the language of Covfefe.
They're very stable geniuses.
They're very stable geniuses. They would run into a building if someone had an AR-15 and children were in danger.
Yeah, I don't play Donald Trump audio clips much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I like, I'm gonna, you know, I mean, the episode is essentially over.
Yes.
I'm gonna take but a little looky loo. What
yeah,
up?
I'm actually gonna go.
You're gonna go
because I have to get ready for my meeting.
How do you gotta get ready to talk on the phone?
The madman.
I would like to.
What the fuck?
I need to finish my dinner and go to the bathroom. Is actually what I need to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weak. All right. That is a fair deal.
Well, I need to keep up my strength for my vigilante anarchism.
Is it vigilante or vigilante?
He said it both ways. I like vigilante anarchist.
Well, get you a Christian who can do both. It's a fucking winecellarmedia.com, paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. We're getting closer and fucking closer. Like, March is basically over, and then it's April, May, June. We pack up and move the frack out. And my job needs to give me some fucking overtime so that I have overtime checks to present when it's time to apply. Like, ooh, these 40-hour checks, they look sad.
Oh,
I was man. Like, what is this? Like, can I get a bump stock on this motherfucker or something? Like, this is fucking garbage.
My paycheck needs a bump stock.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know what? That's your quote right there. My paycheck needs a bump stock. All right. Have a good one. And there goes Facebook Live off podcast audio. Get the fuck out of here. Where's my Snoop Dogg?